Last fluff of her brown hair and a quick swipe of gloss over her lips, Fallon squared her shoulders, filled her lungs with a fortifying breath for courage, and ventured forth. The second she stepped out, she heard his deep voice and paused to listen.
"No need to worry. I'll cover her."
Her father choked, turned it into a cough, and said with authority,
"She is not to be alone. Not for a single second. Promise, I'll stick real close."
Alarmed, her father corrected,
"But not too close."
"Just close enough, then.
No one is to get too cozy with her, either."
"No cozy shenanigans," he said.
"Got it." "She's naive and doesn't understand the thugs."
Here her father paused for effect, his narrowed gaze on the man.
"Might try to use her to get to her wealth."
"Yeah, that's happened before?"
"Well, no."
Her father harrumphed in that familiar way that showed his annoyance.
"But it's a very real concern."
"Anyone know her itinerary?" the man asked.
"Even we don't know it,"
her mother explained. "That's good, then. Not like anyone can plan to use her if they don't know where she'll be." The bodyguard sounded accepting of all the rules. "Don't sweat it." Fallon strangled on a breath. Dear God, he'd just told her mother not to sweat it. In her memory, no one had ever spoken to the refined Mrs. Rothschild Wade in such a way. It was, Fallon decided, somewhat hilarious.